of what you might have accomplished if the opportunity had been there. So, you know, that I think what helps, you know, there was something lacking that I might have achieved that I didn't achieve. And, you know, of course, I had the 2 years I did manage, I had great success. You know, there's that little spark of wonderment of what might have been had I, you know, managed higher up and so forth and so on.
Did you keep any souvenirs or mementos from your playing days?
Sadly, not very many. I have scrapbooks and I have trophies, but things like uniforms or memorabilia, and believe me, if I had any, they wouldn't be for sale either.
Yeah.
I might give a few away as I could, but I wouldn't be selling them like our friend.
Yeah.
But, I still get letters like yours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I actually had some, autographed pictures, like postcard pictures,
mm-hmm.
that lasted me maybe till about a year ago. Because, you know, I might get 2 a month requests, I think.
Well, I got those.
Have them to send out. Now, you know, unless they send me a picture, which will happen occasionally, they ask me to autograph it and mail it back now, about all I can send them is 3x5 cards with my name on them. You know?
Well, I came across, I sent you, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, a couple of years ago, I sent you a postcard picture of yourself. My wife collects horse racing postcards, and she and I had gone to a postcard show. And while she was looking for the horse cards, I was looking through baseball players' pictures just to see who was there. And it was a youthful J.W. Porter. You were worth a dollar to this lady that was selling them. I don't know if you remember the first letter I wrote you a couple of years ago. When I was 12, 13 years old, I don't know why anybody takes a liking to somebody, but you became one of my favorite players. And you were barnstorming, and my stepfather took me to see whatever team you were playing on. I don't even know who you played against now, but it was in Seal Stadium. And
remember those games?
Yeah, it was great. But a lot of major leaguers, you had to be the one I wanted to see, and you hit one straight down the left field line, completely out of the park, probably 20 feet out. I knew right then that you were going to be the greatest player the Tigers ever saw. I think the next...
Remember those games? That wasn't the game that the three DiMaggios played in the outfield in the other team, was it?
Jay, to be honest, I don't remember. One of the DiMaggios I know was there because the little boy that went with me said that the DiMaggios were the best players ever, and I know that one of them must have been there, but that was not why I was there to watch it, but that's possible. It was, at 54 maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember those games. I think they call them major minor league games. There would be local major league players against local kids in the minors starting out. And it was charity games. The Elks or somebody sponsored them. And, I remember we played those all up and down the West Coast from Redding halfway down to L.A. Played different ballparks.
A year or so later, we went to see darn near the same bunch of players. You played a high school, I think, in Alameda.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember who else was there. I remember you were there. Maybe you had a double that day.
It's a small world.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Are you still in medicine?
I'm a horse doctor, yeah. I started writing a couple of years ago, just... The first thing I did, my son is a big Gary Carter fan, and he kept wanting to see a checklist of Gary Carter's baseball cards in the Baseball Cards magazine, and they never had one. So I got out all those baseball card books and looked them up and wrote one myself. And I found out first that they paid a little bit for it, not enough to buy a bag of grocery, but a little bit, and that I enjoyed putting words down on paper. So I've been writing a couple of years, and I'm certainly not going to retire off what I earn, but it's fun. But my main source of existence is as a horse doctor, yeah.
Gary lives less than a mile from it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he bought a home in what they call the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
Out by the golf courses here, just up the road from me, 3/4 of a mile.
Well, my son, I hope the man never becomes an axe murderer, because my son will become an axe murderer. He can't be a catcher, he's a left-hander, so he's, figures the next best thing to it, he's a pitcher.
No, Gary's a fine person. He does a lot of charity work around here, and has a golf tournament every year for charity. And in fact, he's a national chairman for something.
Leukemia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he does. All the people around here think he's fantastic.
I've heard he's a fine fella.
Looks like his career's on the way.
Oh, this has been a tough year in this house, I tell you. Paper gets looked at every day to see what he's done, and it's pretty upsetting.
Well, you tell your son that I do know him, and I know him as a fine.
Okay, yeah, he will be very envious, and he'll want to come down there immediately, but school's just started, so we got him trapped for a while. Let me ask you one more question, and I'll stop taking your time. Would you do it all again if you had the chance?
Oh, in a minute, in a blink. I'd do a couple of things differently. The first time they said you've got too much speed. You're too good a hitter to be a catcher. Let's try the outfield. You know, when I was 18 and they said that, you know, I would have done anything.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing now what I didn't know then, I would say, oh no, I'm a catcher. I'd stay back there, period. And I think my career would have been much longer or stronger anyway. And some of my off-field activities probably would have been cleaned up a little bit too. I've become quite a advocate of the good Lord late in life. Wish I could have found that early on.
Better late than never.
Yeah. And those are the only two things I would do differently. But, the game. Baseball is, I've said this in speeches many times, baseball is like Mother Church. Baseball is perfect. If there's anything wrong with baseball, it's man-made. Game is beautiful, and I'm glad to see Giamatti stand up for that.
Yeah, what do you think of that situation, just to cover it quickly?
Well, I'm it's sad from beginning to end. I think if I had been Pete's advisor, I would have had him do what he did from day one, then I think it would have been a one-year penalty. But to have held out like he did and to insist his innocence, even though by throwing in the towel, doesn't that prove he's not?
It does to me. There's a baseball talk show, a sports talk show out of Cincinnati we get here. Bob Trumpy, member, played football for the Bengals a few years ago. He's the host of it. He maintains that because of the settlement, that this proves that Rose is innocent. I can't possibly. It's like a man going to the electric chair. He says, I'm going to do this because it will help settle things down, but I don't admit anything. It sounds awful guilty. I think it's very sad.
I think that, they will, they might reinstate him in 5 years, after repeated tries on his part to get back. And finally, the general public will say, well, he's had enough, let him back, and especially if a different commissioner comes in.
Even if you don't, if he doesn't, right. If he's not repentive, I mean...
Well, that's going to hurt. That's going to make damn sure he's not reinstated in a year.
He admits that right now he claims that he does not have a gambling problem.
Yeah. No, see, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Pete's not the smartest man.
Evidently not. Jay, I really appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
I will... would you? I'll write this up. It'll take a little rearranging and editing and stuff. But would you like to see a copy before I submit it to a magazine?
No,
okay.
I'd like to see a copy, but not before. You know, if you like it, want to submit it, you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I will then be sure it will be published somewhere down the line. It might be 6 or 8 months, but you know, it will be. And I'll be sure and send you a copy of the magazine when it comes out.
Appreciate it.
And I really do appreciate this. I know it's taken a lot of your time. You probably had at least a dozen other things you could have done that were probably easier for you.
I enjoyed every minute of it. And if you're ever in the neighborhood, bring your golf clubs with you and we'll go kill some.
You don't want to see me with my golf clubs. That's scary, but I may take you up on it. I've got a very good friend. In fact, my best friend lives in Miami, and I get down there from time to time. And I would love to meet you.
And your son, too.
Oh, I know. If I told him you were within a mile of Gary Carter, he'd be taking me down there tomorrow.
Well, if it's off-season, we'll give him a call.
That'd be great. Jay, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, good night.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.